Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God is destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Voice of Destiny show. If this is your very first time tuning in with us, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopton. And I want to remind you that God has called us kingdom citizens to be royal priests, a holy nation, that we would show forth the praises of God. This is God's purpose for us in the earth, that we would accept our responsibility to take dominion, to multiply in the earth. This is God's will for us, that we would be the head and not the tail. And with all this in mind, we've been having a provocative conversation about family, that God has called families to be phenomenal, to be a phenomenon, that men and women would see and recognize their good works and glorify their Heavenly Father that is in heaven. We've been talking about the importance of us looking at biblical models of family, understanding that God has an ideal model, that there will be a mother and a father that will lead a family and multiply and reproduce. But throughout history, we've seen that that has not only been the only shape of family because of circumstances, and yet God has still blessed families that chose, no matter what their shape was, to be obedient to the heavenly vision and experience the good and the fat of the land. And I've invited Apostle Diane Crawford, the founder of the National Phlebotomy Association, to come and share her incredible family life story with us so that we can appreciate the power of God's grace to cause our families to come into the fullness of what God has always intended them to be. So welcome, I'm Diane Crawford, to the Voice of Destiny show. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me to the Voice of Destiny show, Dr. Hopp. I'm doing well, very well. Thank you.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, you know what? You make me proud to call women my friends because of the great life that you chose to live through God's calling on your life. I think that if people heard your story about your beginnings and how God has brought you where you are, I think there would be many families that would be inspired to accept the responsibility of God's greatness on them like you have, and you have warred that grace in such a way that it's blessed all of your family. So will you mind sharing your family story with our listeners today? Because God has really given you a powerful experience.
Well, I just give God all the glory and praise for his grace and his mercy. He talks about in the scriptures that he takes care of those children that are without parents. I lost my mother at the age of 15, which at that time I had a son, not knowing that I was not informed, or I was very ignorant to a relationship that I had at the beginning. Was talked into an intimate relationship and conceived at that time. And I was really blessed. My mother died shortly after my having my first child. And life began, because I was only 15, so I had no reference to how life really goes. At that age, in my family was a very religious family, and they rejected the fact that I had a child out of wedlock. And so I went through various stages of hurt, disappointment, and challenges, but I pursued my education and kept pressing into my education and prayer, not knowing how prayer worked at that time. I always had a heart for God. Always had a belief that Jesus died on the cross and rose again from the dead. And so my heart was always there. So I began the journey, and I am convinced that God was with me, is with me, continues to. And his grace and mercy, he would put people in my life, even at a stage of not knowing if I was going to be housed and my child was going to be housed. Rejection of my own family, biological family. So it hurts from a lot of levels, and then
yes.
being from the one that told me and encouraged me to have an intimate relationship.
Does your story remind you of Hagar and the circumstances that she was? That family that she was in with Abraham and Sarah was the only family that she knew. And
I never thought about mm-hmm. that, but Dr. Hoppe, you have a gift to discern to how that ties in with principles.
mm-hmm. I mean, really, and maybe she didn't realize, but she had a nation on the inside of her.
That's right.
God still had a plan, and it reminded me of your son Horace. He's your oldest son, right?
Yes, he is.
Yes, and can you tell his story, you know, that did you realize you were carrying a little nation inside of you in the form of your son?
Yes, I'm 13. And they are fabulous. I mean, one
yes,
is in the
13
military.
Children,
right.
One wife.
Yes, one wife. And he has raised his children on biblical standards.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's committed to the Lord, and the children are also. And
mm-hmm.
to look at them, I just marvel, you know. They might not understand, but I just marvel at their character
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
their, you know, even their humanity errors.
Mm-hmm.
But they were definitely had the environment of the love of God and the character of God in their home.
Yeah.
And,
I was going to say, in these days.
Daughter, at home is spotless every time I go.
Wow.
They live a spotless type of environment in their home.
13 children and people with one kid can't claim that testimony.
Fantastic. She is fantastic. And so I really appreciate the Lord. My
mm-hmm.
son had a visitation from God at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
When his father was rejecting him, the Heavenly Father visited him and told him, yeah, he's your biological father, but I am your father.
Wow.
And so he has taken that to heart. And they haven't begun to see what God's going to do in their lives. They've been obedient to follow whatever journey the Lord has for them, and I just know they were just visiting my church recently,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
We had a prophetic word over their lives, and the Spirit of the Lord is just so awesome, and he's not prejudiced.
Yes.
He takes a hold of everything that God sends in the earth, and obey the direction, and hopefully that the people he speaks to will obey, and so they can produce kingdom lifestyle or kingdom principles.
Well, your story is so unique, and I want our listeners to hear the rest of it. We're going to take a destiny break right here, and I want us to come back and talk about, you know, the journey that you continue to walk in, and God in carrying that child. You begin to still grow a family, and God gave you a knowledge of witty inventions that not only was a blessing to your family, but literally saved many people here in America that were living questionable lifestyles, people that were in professions that their life could have been at risk if you had not obeyed the plan that God had given you for your family. And so we'll be right back to talk about how families continue to be phenomenal no matter what the shape that God has given them.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I'm having an incredible conversation with Apostle Diane Crawford, the founder of Family Life Worship Center, that's taking the city of Washington, D.C., who's also the founder of the National Phlebotomy Association. If you're going into the hospitals today, into your labs, and you're getting your blood drawn, you need to know those people that are taking your blood have a profession because of the woman that we are talking to today, because of what God has done to give her family a flight plan to reach a place that's north of average by simply obeying God. And so we were talking about how Apostle, that when you were 15 years old, you had conceived a child, and it was during a time that it wasn't common, and your family ostracized you, but you pressed on and got your education, and God blessed you with a son who was going to not just be a good son, but was going to be a tree of righteousness that would grow 13 children of his own with one woman who all the women are jealous of because she doesn't look like she had more than two babies. And, you know, it's just, they're just jealous. I see them roll their eyes. How in the world? 13 children, but they admire. They're just jealous with godly jealousy of the righteousness that they're walking into. But you still had to walk a journey because you had your family grew, and you had to go out and work and make a living for them. Tell us what God did for you.
Well, I want to give all glory to God because I have four children and outside of marriage, and just was ignorant. It just was longing for love and affirmation, and then had to raise my brothers and sisters because my mother's gone on to be with the Lord. So my heart has always been, since a child, since I can remember, for anybody that is challenged in poverty or any type of suffering. And I just love people. I just love people. And my heart is to assist. And I'm grateful that, first of all, when I really sold my life out to the Lord, and the Lord called me to establish the National Phlebotomy Association in 1978. Mm. At that time, I was working in the health field in a laboratory in a local hospital where I live, and as a supervisor, and the Lord was showing me there was a need to make a transition because people were training on the job, and they weren't called. They did not have a professional identity. And so he directed me to professionally call them phlebotomists. And so in obedience, I did that, and he put various people in my path to assist me to establish the organization. And we are now 35 years young and have gone through various development stages as a business, a nonprofit business, to help others to gain their identity. And we serve across the country, so we are grateful. We're truly grateful.
So in short, because you obeyed God and what you saw in your circumstances, God, you literally used you to start a new industry. There is a profession that is now called phlebotomy because of the idea God put in your heart and your mind. And you were a single mom trying to make a living for your family, but you had a passion to solve a problem, and God gave you a knowledge of witty inventions, which I want families to understand, no matter what shape your family is, no matter what resources your family have, if you obey God right where you are in the little things, and God will take you to big places. And you have really been just instrumental and not just starting a company, but you've made phlebotomy a family. All those phlebotomists, those blood drawers, as they used to call them now, are doing a great duty that has really brought protection to America. It really was an apostolic cure that God had given to the nation, because back during that time, people that were in the medical profession, they didn't know the dangers that they were involved with in handling blood the way they were. Can you tell us about what God spoke to you about that, and how the industry that God used you as a mother, like Deborah, to start, you know, and give direction, has really brought about change, not only in society, but inside the church because of what you do?
Yeah, at that time, there was no knowledge of the HIV and AIDS virus. It was just entering into the health community as far as the knowledge of it, and also the danger of healthcare workers, or danger of healthcare workers, I should say. But in doing so, some people became seropositive because of the type of engineering tools we were using to draw the bloods and discard certain instruments as after drawing a patient. And so individuals became infected. And my philosophy has always been no healthcare worker should leave their home having to go and serve and help others to become infected because of their service to others. And that's always been mine. And it's been quoted in some of the healthcare meetings. We journeyed on to our purpose and call. Unfortunately, sometimes when you're the pioneer, then unfortunately some others try to attach. I never saw it as a money making thing or anything of that nature. I just simply obeyed God, and so we set the national standard. And also what is required for education and what's required to be a phlebotomist. And so we've been looked upon from various governmental agencies and embraced as a national organization. But we still reach out to the various programs within the state or various programs within the federal side to reach out to the public that have no means of funding for education, and we're still reaching out to ways to resolve that in our program. We have a local program here in Maryland, and we work with Department of Employment Services, Department of Vocational Rehabilitation, and other programs that we meet their standards, because now it's getting more challenging to help others. It really is. So we try to figure out a way to reach out to the community so we can have funds. A young lady came in my office yesterday along with her mother, and she's on assistance. And unfortunately, in Maryland, they do not have as much funding for those who want to come off of assistance.
What I want to say is and honor you by reading Proverbs 30 on 1 verse 10. It says a virtuous woman in the King James Version, but in the NIV says a wife of noble character who can find. She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her serving girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it is snow, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed, and she is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. And, of course, your husband is the Lord, and I want you to know that you have made him proud. We're going to take a break right here.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Right. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I want to remind you that this mission of this broadcast is to empower you to be, do, and have everything that God has determined for you by bringing you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. And as you're hearing the life story of Diane Crawford, you understand why our gospel is so good, because God will take you from missing the mark to cause you to hit the mark, to live a life that's very righteous. And Apostle, you are a virtuous woman, as we described in Proverbs 31, and you've not just started a great company and affected the culture, but God has raised you up as a minister of the gospel and an author. And I'd like for you to talk about what God has spoken to you about the family. You know, what is God speaking to you about the family, and what are the important precepts that we as members of families and leaders of families need to know in order to live our lives north of average?
Well, there's no secret that the family is being challenged from all mm-hmm. levels, whether mm-hmm. it's single parenting or whether it's marriage. The family is being attacked, especially those of us that have proclaimed the kingdom of God, accepted Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, and walking righteously before Him, need to really understand God's kingdom and how what He says about His kingdom, because God's kingdom structure is different from the world's structure. And I just want to challenge the body of Christ that's listening out there is to really seek out the Word of God about the kingdom of God and how He, because we're His family. And so as His family, He does not want us to be dealing with, though He said in the scriptures that we will have persecution, trials will come. But He said, be of good cheer. He's already overcome them all. So we need to search out what that means and how that incorporates in our families. You know, raising family, whether you're a couple or single, sometimes when the kids get to a certain age point, they, you know, think they know more than you do. And I always tell my members in the church, because I have a lot of youth, and I say to them, you know, that you haven't lived the life yet, so you should take wise counsel from your parents and submit to them, because that's your currency in the kingdom. God will trust you with more. But
it'll go well with you.
Yes. But if you don't, it's unfortunately that you put yourself in a different paradigm, a different type of culture that God never intended for His children to be involved with. Wow. So we need to seek out the Word and seek how to apply it, how it applies to our personal life, what we're going through at the time we're walking our journey, because everybody has an appointed journey. And then the Holy Spirit will guide us. He will govern us. He will show us. I've been blessed. I have good children. They're doing well, each and every one, not to the levels I would like to see them do in the kingdom.
Isn't that always the case? Because of our big dreams for our children?
Yes,
they could be the President of the United States, and we still have bigger dreams for them.
Yes, we do, and I stand in faith, knowing that God's word is true and that He will take care of my children just like God has taken care of me and continues to take care of me in my journey.
You have an incredible vision. The name of your church is Family Life Worship Center, and you are stationed in, is that the northeast side of Washington, D.C.?
Yes, I'm assigned to the northeast side. That's where God assigned me to go. And we have, first, it was a transitional home for women, Diane's House Ministry, which still exists. And we, I'm just awed how God keeps us without any type of funding. But
well, you're on a kingdom budget.
Yes.
The kingdom is resourcing
that's a good one.
And this is why kingdom citizens that are out there, that have a passion for service and sacrifice, and have a compassion for those that are outside the Commonwealth of the Church and those that are not living up to the economic standard that God has called Kingdom citizens, who really want to help empower people. This is a great ministry to go in and invest your time, your talent, and your treasure. So I really admire what you've been doing, because you can see through your work, Apostle, that you guys are touching generations. You have been breaking the constraints, not over just an individual, but whole families. Their lives have been transformed by the unique strategies and the techniques that God has given you to change the mindsets of the people. And so you guys got something going on there. So I encourage my friends that are in Washington, D.C., and those that are traveling into the nation's capital for business to take a moment out and to go visit that atmosphere, because Family Life Worship Center on Bladensburg, is at Bladensburg Road, you guys are located, are doing such a great thing for God in establishing Kingdom Seed. And I just wanted to shout out that we have a couple more minutes, so let's talk about your book, you know, that God used you to author, to tell the story about the legacy that your mother blessed you, and the ministry of angels that God has spoken to you about.
Yeah, this is my first of many. I'm believing that I will write. I'm increasing in age, so I am really contemplating on writing more besides some additional assignments that the Holy Spirit has given me for Diane's Ministries. I have written a book on my life, and also on the women that have gone through Diane's House Ministries. Their testimonies also is in the book. Really appreciate you recognizing that. It has been a blessing. I haven't done a whole lot of advertising or anything with that, but we plan to make some adjustments in starting reaching out to people and just
it's a great epistle that will stir the heart and the imagination of God's people to know that God is able to do exceedingly above all they ask or all they imagine, because a lot of times people limit themselves to what they see instead of what God has in plan for them. And I just wanted to say, you know, that book is available if you guys want to take advantage of that. If you want to connect with Apostle Diane Crawford, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org, where we have a great profile of her, her story, where you can connect with her ministry. And I want to thank you for taking the time out to add your voice to this conversation about family, Apostle Crawford. Your work that you're doing through your modeling. I remember as a young minister coming up, I would say, I'm going to take Pastor Crawford to this meeting, and everybody's going to meet this great woman, and we'll get there, and everybody will renew her. And it's because of the great honor that God has given you. And I just wanted to say thank you for your love and your commitment, your support of Voice of Destiny over the years. But your story as a woman that have come from incredible small means to greatness is a great story that families need to hear, so that we can tell our daughters about the cautionary aspect of your story, but also the great redemptive aspect of your story, because you're changing people's lives through the love message and the model that God has given you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hobbs. Tell your family I love them all. And,
Thank you. They love you.
Doing wonderful work yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a great time coming to talk about these provocative issues. Families are at the very heart of God. You know, God looks at us as his families. As a friend of mine says, God doesn't have any grandchildren. We are all his children. And God wants all of us to grow up in him to realize the full maturity of our calling. If you want God to affect your life in this conversation that we've had with you today, contact us at voiceofdestiny.org and build your faith up by hearing this message and this conversation over and again at voiceofdestinyonline.com, because God does have a plan for you. For this is a great day that God has made, because it's the day that God has made for you. Remember to walk in your royal priesthood calling as a family. You know, make a quality decision to live your life north of average. When you decide that, God will move into your affairs and do the miraculous story, as you've heard in Diane Crawford's story and you've heard in so many others. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Have a great one. God loves you.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Mm-hmm.